Hey, everybody. Thought we could do some easy-ass content and one of the easiest...
What are you talking about?
...brain-dead things you could do.
Oh, my God, TJ. Way to fucking reveal our secret. You're supposed to come out the gate saying, this is the hardest shit that we do. It's soul-wrenching.
Oh, my God.
It's gut-crushing.
God, it's... Well, maybe it will be. You know what? If the trailer's bad enough, it will be.
Maybe so.
Who are you going to call...
So, you know,
I don't like the name Afterlife already for Ghostbusters 3. It doesn't.
So let's discuss a few things about this real quick before we even play the trailer. So,
yes.
2016, Ghostbusters came out. Terrible fucking movie.
Reboot.
One of the most despised trailers of all time. Me and Paul sat down and watched the movie, and I gotta say, amongst the movies that we've watched, doing the fucking cinema for cynics kind of thing, content style, like watching that shit, Ghostbusters 2016 is not even close to being up there with the fucking dog shit we've watched.
Oh, no.
It's a terrible movie. It's just garden variety bad.
Yeah.
It's not really like the, I mean, like some of the shit we watch is just like being stabbed in the fucking eyeballs with an ice pick.
Standout suck.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like garden variety suck. But for most people who don't sit down and watch absolute dog shit like we do on a regular basis, you know, it was probably one of the worst things that they'd ever seen. And plus, it shit on an iconic franchise. But honestly, like, Ghostbusters 2 wasn't that good, you know, so.
It was better than that.
It was way better than that. At least it had the original cast and some of the original charm.
I liked Viggo, man.
So, it didn't work with women. So I guess the idea now is, and I told you guys about this. I don't know if this has been confirmed by this trailer, which I have watched. Have either of you watched? I know Paul hasn't. Sky, have you seen it?
No.
So neither of you guys have seen it. They tried it with women. Now they're trying it with little kids, man. Now they're going to try it with little kids.
Kids?
Yep. It's a kid. It's
but I thought the original cast was coming back.
Maybe they're going to be there in some kind of mentor role at some point.
No.
But
oh,
no.
Shit,
little
dude.
Kids, man.
No,
ass.
It's like Stranger Things, dude. Oh,
not only, Scotty, it's interesting you say that because not only does it feature kids in the same way as Stranger Things, it's very clearly trying to ape the vibe of Stranger Things and is using cast from Stranger Things.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Well, yeah, I kind of know. Whoa.
So what do you guys, with what I've told you guys now, how you feeling? Paul doesn't look like he's feeling too
good. I just want to see it.
You just want to see it now?
I just want to see it now, dude.
All right. Do you have something to say, Paul?
I think he wants to see the trailer.
All right. This is not part of the trailer. That's some other person's channel.
What are you doing here in Somerville anyway?
Honestly,
I hate
it. My mom won't say it.
What?
I hate it already.
What are you doing here in Somerville?
And the only thing that's left.
Why do you hate it, Paul?
What
because
do you hate
so far?
I hate the vibe of it. I hate the vibe that they're going
for.
Dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum,
this
dum,
heaviness
dum,
is not supposed to be in the franchise. This fucking, like, I'm a kid from the streets shit. That's for other movies.
That's
it's a movie about how busting makes you feel good. It's a movie about a bunch of crazy scientist dudes that strap lasers onto their backs and rodeo ghosts with them. That's what the movie is about.
Not no mo.
It's
no.
Not about how mom can't make the bills. It's not about how hard it is as a teen moving to a new place.
Welcome to 2020, Paul. Welcome to 2020. Movies have changed since your little 80s fantasies. Your little male cishet. I don't know what fantasies you have.
It's this creepy old farmhouse our grandfather left us in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, I hate it.
I like
oh,
you.
God, I hate it.
I like you. I like you. Maybe things are turning around.
Because I think Ghostbusters, I think small town USA, man.
Oh my God, what a nightmare.
Entertainment value.
Wow.
Something weird's going on
what
here.
What is that? I don't know.
Something strange.
And it don't look good.
It doesn't.
Somehow, a town that isn't anywhere near a tectonic plate, that has no fault lines, no fracking, no loud music even, is shaking.
Paul Rudd, will you please fucking retire?
Dude, fucking,
Paul,
you know
Rudd,
what?
Paul Rudd, will you please retire?
Fuck this movie. The minute I saw Paul Rudd's fucking pasty white ass in this fucking movie, I was like, you know what? I hate Paul Rudd, dude. It's like, you know how you feel about Ray Liotta, where it's just like you have one actor that you just don't want to see in a
Paul
fucking
Rudd.
Movie? If I see Paul Rudd, I'm like...
He's
eject.
He's earning his way
eject
there for me.
From this fucking piece of shit fucking movie, dude.
Man, Paul Rudd? Really?
Paul Rudd?
It's me, why Paul Rudd. I'm a scientist. Paul Rudd, scientist now.
Oh, because
he was Ant-Man, dude. That's what it was.
What
now,
you
Ant-Man.
Got against the Rudster, bruh?
The Rudster?
He's what you got against
he's rudderless. That's what I have against him. He's a fucking rudderless pile of shit, TJ.
Paul Rudderless.
Under the dining table now. Hey, remember that one summer we died under a table?
Ha ha ha.
I found this in my living room.
Whoa, killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap? There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years. New York in the 80s? It's like The Walking Dead. Your dad never mentioned this to you?
It's just my mom. My grandfather died. My mom says we're just here to pick through the rubble of his life.
So this is just like Egon's grandson or something,
yeah,
finding his secret lab.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
In Egon's laboratory.
It's basically the same fucking plot they did for the last one.
Look at his hair. The
Except
hair's
it's
the
not,
same.
It's not like menopausal women this time. It's
little kids.
Little kids now.
Hey, I want to see what the little kid Ghostbusters would look like.
But it's
like.
All right, because they got Paul Rudd to tie it all together. Right, Scotty?
Where's the original cast? I like, they sold me on this idea because they said they were bringing back the original cast.
Yeah, for like some small cameo or something.
Yeah, like, me, hey, man. It's Bill Murray. Look at him.
Please,
Bill
man.
Murray pops in like, I was in this. Bye.
Dude, the most we'll get, dude, is we'll convince Bill Murray to be like, I'm too damn old. Then he'd be like, I'm here to save the day and help you guys. That's the most you're going to get, dude.
See, like, the great thing about Ghostbusters is it'd be way more believable to have old man Ghostbusters come back for one last ghost caper because they weren't, like, super physical.
Right.
You know what I mean? They weren't like...
they were basically just like exterminators or something.
You wouldn't run into the fucking Indiana Jones problem where it's like Harrison Ford has to justify how his 77-year-old ass is swinging from a whip anywhere.
Yeah, because they're never... I mean, like, the Ghostbusters never were doing all kinds of crazy stunts and shit. They were just like...
They weren't sold as like super physically... They were nerds.
They were,
academics and shit.
And they were working class kind of stiffs with fucking... You know, they're basically just like exterminators, but for ghosts.
Right.
They show up and they fucking, you know...
I mean,
spray.
And the first one, it's like basically... The whole thing's like a wing and a prayer. Like, there's no one calling. They move into some dilapidated building. You know, it's like there's a whole thing that goes along with that. But it's like with this, it's just
like I could easily be sold on fucking Ernie Hudson and fucking, you know, Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd getting back together for one last fat ass old ghost caper. Like, why aren't they why this? Because these are not going to be the new Ghostbusters. It's not going to happen. People don't want the new Ghostbusters.
They're just banking on that Stranger Things audience, dude. They're banking on this, like, the young, like, oh, almost teenagers, maybe teenagers. They're going to fucking pick up the mantle. And it's like, you're right. This is good for one movie. Any of this movie's a hit, they're not going to go on to be the
Where's the trademark humor of the franchise?
I think that, I honestly saw someone point this out. Like, isn't this supposed to be a comedy? Where's all the jokes?
Yeah. Why are we going grimdark with Ghostbusters?
I think it's because Hollywood is so dumb that when the last movie flopped, they're like, they don't want comedy. That's the problem. It's like, oh
no,
my God.
The problem was the comedy sucked.
Yeah, Ghostbusters 3 Afterlife Trailer, soundtrack by Trent Reznor. It's like, what is this shit, dude?
Hey, come on, guys. Give it a chance, uh-huh?
All right,
give it a chance here.
There's another minute. Maybe you can sell me in that minute.
Yeah, it's got another minute of shit to show you. Come on. Stuff's happening now.
Oh,
maybe.
No.
Who are you?
They're not going to shit all over Slimer, are they?
Call it fate.
Call back.
Call it luck.
Call it nostalgia.
Call it despair. It
I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Come on, darling.
It has a gunner seat?
Looks absolutely awful.
Spectacle action flick now.
I mean, they take the fucking Ecto-1, dude. Now they're driving through a fucking cornfield. Now they're driving through a little small town in fucking New Mexico where they probably got tax credits or some shit. What the fuck is this, dude? This is a fucking rudderless fucking film. I called it when I saw Paul Rudd. The fucking franchise is yet again dead. They fucking resurrected. You know why it's called Afterlife? Because they resurrected the franchise just to kill it again.
Yeah.
Fuck Jason Reitman. Fuck this movie. It looks awful beyond all fucking reason. I will not be seeing it. Fuck this shit.
You know what? And trailer has this. I mean, obviously, this is not the main place it's posted. This is just like, this only has like 53,000 views, but overwhelmingly positive response there. On Twitter, I can't find anyone talking shit on it. So we're alone on this.
Damn.
That's fine.
We are alone on this.
I don't care. I don't care, dude. People can say we're wrong all day long, and it's a great movie, and they can go swallow some more Hollywood corporate bullshit and go, it's the best movie ever. Like, I don't care about that. I don't care how many people say a piece of shit is not a piece of shit. It looks like a piece of shit to me.
I just hate their need to cannibalize actually good franchises and turn them into this fucking predictable, shitty, typical dreck.
Dude, go play the teaser trailer to this. It's right there. Go play that. And tell me, like, how this was... Let's see if we're in our minds...
Where's
the
teaser trailer?
It's right there.
Oh, this?
Yep.
All right.
So this is how we were all sold on this. And we're sucking this fucking movie's dick before.
No information. It's pure atmosphere.
Right. Yeah. Which is exactly why I was so sold on it. Because I was like, oh man, they're using the original score. They're trying to go for that kind of original creepy feel that they had.
And it kind of
has. Cars back.
I didn't, there was nothing that had that, like, kind of like spookiness going on in the new trailer. The setting seems weird. I mean, I guess this one was pretty rural too, but I mean, I don't really understand. I don't know if I understand the rural setting.
The setting doesn't necessarily bother me. It's not the thing that bothers me the most about this reboot. I think that they could have easily put this in a smaller fucking venue than New York.
I don't even necessarily need the original fucking Ghostbusters, honestly. I just want something that feels like fucking Ghostbusters.
It doesn't have the
man.
Spirit of Ghostbusters that people really have come to identify with for 30 years and still talk about and still watch that movie.
No.
Like, the question is looking at this, do you think this is a movie that's going to last the test of time? And maybe we're wrong. Maybe we'll go see it, or maybe, you know, we'll see it eventually on VOD and go, oh, man, we were wrong. It's actually a great movie. I haven't seen it, but it doesn't look promising.
I don't know, man. It, to me, it just seems like, I don't know. I don't know what other than nostalgia was supposed to appeal about that fucking trailer.
Well,
like, I didn't see any comedy.
No.
The only joke I remember is the kid saying, like, remember the summer we all died under a table? And that's not funny.
And that fell flat.
So there was no jokes other than that. There was no atmosphere. Like, this little teaser has atmosphere. There was no atmosphere in that trailer. All I saw was a bunch of nostalgic callbacks, which is just, like, so rote at this point. It's just, like, how they constantly sell us on these reboots, remakes, and other bullshit.
I don't want to see people other than the Ghostbusters just strapped up with the Ghostbusters gear in a different movie. Like, if you're going to do the franchise, I want you to at least be true to the spirit of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know what I always thought would be cool is, like, if they fucking... If maybe, like, Ghostbusters had just become a fucking commodity, like, now they were, like, this big chain and it was, like, franchised out and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe, like, maybe the Ghostbusters, like, brand had lost its way and shit, and, you know?
Yeah, that'd be
cool. I mean,
that
would be, like, a natural progression of what the fucking original movies were about, which was, like, the first one's really about, like, starting a fucking business and... You know, being flying by the seat of your pants, taking out a fucking third mortgage on your house.
Get like Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray in like a boardroom, like totally out of touch with. They're like, Ghostbusters, it still stands for what it used to. And the kids can come in and be like, no, it doesn't. And they can like rip them a new asshole. And maybe then they're like, you know what? We're going to go on one last adventure kind of thing.
Like maybe they've come up with safer methods. They're like, the proton pack was incredibly destructive and incredibly dangerous. It was like a nuclear reactor strapped to your back. It's ridiculous. The new Ghost Flash, you know, does not... But something comes up that needs the proton packs to beat it, you know what I mean? They got to dust them off. They got to go out to the old barn and get Ecto-1 again. Go save the city one last time.
They
got to
come out of retirement, dude.
They
got to
show people that you need fucking weirdos out there with nuclear reactors strapped to their backs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, of course, in real life, I would not want. But
these brand new humane ghost trapping methods are just fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, and people, they could fucking start getting into, like, the ethics of, like, you know, is it really okay to confine these poor souls to this horrible incarceration and this storage containment chamber and shit? Which, even as a kid, I was kind of like, it's fucked
up.
Dude,
maybe they make them like a big domed city to be humane to them, and that's where the where the Ghostbusters have to go.
I'd like to.
They got
like
to go to Ghost City, dude.
I'd like to see what's in the containment chamber, too.
Yeah.
Like, is it a horrible fucking nightmarish prison where ghosts are like locked away, or like
They let the ghosts have too many freedoms, and they rose and created some kind of fucking super ghost that the Ghostbusters have to infiltrate the fucking Ghost City to beat.
Dude.
See, any of these ideas would be better than Stranger Things.
Yeah, like Stranger Things, but it's Ghostbusters.
Stranger Ghostbusters.
Ghostbuster Things. It's like, yuck. I don't know, man.
Something's amiss in our small town. It's like,
what do you guys think?
God.
I mean, I know a lot of people seem to like this trailer. Maybe one of you guys could explain to us why.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.